Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 4th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net because it's our desire each weekday to share a message that we hope will encourage you and many others who either listen to or read our materials through the web the internet. Today's message is titled, Great Joy. And listen to today's scripture text from 3 John. Actually, we could just say verse 3, but we customarily say chapter 1, although there is just one chapter in 3 John, and it's verse 3.
It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth.
Many of us attended a family reunion sometime this past summer. We got together with members of our extended family. Some of these family members we see very infrequently. Several weeks ago, our family gathered in Nebraska with my one remaining aunt from my mom's side, along with many of my cousins and their families. We really had a great time together.
But I also enjoy spiritual family reunions. Have you been to one of those? We may call them homecomings, those times we gather with those we associated with in the past. There are so many we at one time saw several times a week in our church, but due to relocations and many other factors, we may no longer regularly see them. These reunions may be formal or informal, with a large group or a visit from a longtime friend.
From our earliest ministry, Brooksine and I have tried to stay connected, and now, with over 32 years of marriage and ministry behind us, we are blessed by associations in various contexts. It's always a great joy to renew fellowship with these folks. We often share this through our website.
What a tremendous blessing to see these people continuing on in their walk with Christ. There is no material or physical blessing that brings greater joy than seeing our loved ones, both family and Christian friends, walking steadfastly in the ways of the Lord.
Perhaps today you would like to consider people like this in your life. It's so important to keep in touch. Certainly we have the added blessing of using technology today, which was unavailable to the generations before us.
The Apostle John had received some news that brought him great joy. This report concerning a dear friend named Gaius indicated that he had been faithful to the truth and was continuing to walk in the truth. Well, I sure like those kind of updates about my associations with others, don't you? They sure give us reason for rejoicing.
There is great reward for those who continue to walk in the truth as part of the great company of the redeemed. Are you receiving that blessing today from someone? Are you being a blessing? I thank God for spiritual reunions and the foretaste of the greatest one yet to come in heaven as we await the blessed return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Let's all pray together. Jesus, how good it is to walk in the truth with my brothers and sisters. Though time and distance may separate us, our hearts are joined spiritually as we are united in the bond of love. Thank you for those who spur me on in having a close walk with you, Jesus, and performing good works in your name. Amen.
Amen. And Brooksine, you have a further note that you would like to share today. And actually, it would practically be a good devotional message in itself as I looked over it, but please share it with the podcast listeners.
Well, what we shared today as I read Stephen's writings and did a little editing, it made me think immediately of my personal devotions yesterday morning, a scripture reading from Acts 15, verse 35 and 36. Let me share that. But Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch and, along with many others, preached the good news and taught the people the message of the Lord. After some time, Paul said to Barnabas, "We should go back to all those towns where we preach the message of the Lord. Let's visit the believers and see how they are doing." Paul's genuine concern for the spiritual welfare of those who had previously sat under his ministry is the mark of a caring shepherd. He was aware of the struggles, temptations, and ridicule that his listeners would experience as a result of choosing to follow Christ. to see how they were doing and spur them on in their faith is the calling of not only teachers and pastors, but brothers and sisters in the faith who care for their own. There are some Christian leaders driven more by statistics and the desire for public recognition than their genuine concern for the individual convert. May God help us to make a loving and lasting impact on those He brings into our lives as we stay closely connected to, quote, see how they are doing, end quote.
Amen. That's certainly our desire. We do have a photo up on the site today, a photo of a, what did you call it, Sabrina Malva, one of Brooksine's flower photos she took, actually. She's glad to be walking around again after a broken ankle in May and a recovery and checking out her flowers and doing some further work, even though it's toward the end of the summer. We also have a recommended song up on the site today from a site we enjoy, some original type of music. Our site is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Thursday, September 4th, 2008. We welcome you to visit our site for the additional materials that we've mentioned. Well, may you experience great joy today as you have those lifelong and actual eternal relationships that are part of being a part of the body of Christ.